Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, September 23rd. Q has not been terribly busy today, only a couple of posts. I'll get you caught up on those. My theme for this broadcast is the sky is falling. All right. Q reposted a drop from September 10th, and I'm just going to read it. To the best of my ability, and I may do a little bit of interpreting along the way. D-class of FISA will initiate the resignation, recusal, and or removal of Rod Rosenstein. Declassification of FISA will initiate the awareness that all signers will be currently under investigation. Declassification of FISA will factually demonstrate without argument that the U.S. government under the Obama administration knowingly presented false evidence to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in an effort to obtain legal U.S. intelligence umbrella surveillance of Trump, the identified target, for the sole purpose of influencing the 2016 election of the presidency, not Russia, but Obama and Hillary, projection is in brackets, and to safeguard against possible loss of power, and then in brackets, firewalls. Use of back channel surveillance and spying insertion body 1, 2, and 5 by UK and Australia primary agencies activated under Director Brennan of CIA, DNI Clapper, with presidential daily brief regular updates and live streaming with the Obama non-Oval Office Situation Room coordination. FISA in brackets full declassification brings down the House, and in brackets the White House. Q. All right, so an important point for understanding current events. Q says the mere declassification of the Carter Page FISA application will expose Rod Rosenstein's role in Spygate and force him to resign or recuse himself. One way or another, once the truth comes out, he's going to be removed. Some people are fearing that Trump will be forced to fire Rosenstein and risk being seen as a tyrant, a move that would lead to impeachment proceedings. He was telling us that Trump doesn't need to be personally involved in that decision. Rosenstein may actually choose to resign once the truth is known. Even if Rosenstein doesn't resign, Trump is not going to take the bait that his opponents have set out. He's not going to fire Rosenstein. That's a trap, and Trump knows that. If Rosenstein won't resign, there are other options. Sessions could fire him if it goes that far, but it may not go that far. The second point to consider is that Q says after the declassification, all the signers of the Carter Page FISA application will then be under grand jury investigation. That would be Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, and Sally Yates, as far as I remember. Those are the people that I know signed the FISA application. The third point is that the declassification of the application will demonstrate a coordinated effort on the part of the Obama White House with foreign allies, UK and Australia. That has come to light recently. The president's been tweeting about it. Actually, Papadopoulos has been tweeting about it too. It's getting a little bit more traction. That was all to spy on the president, both before and after he was inaugurated. And their goal was to retain control of the White House. The fourth point is that under the direction of John Brennan and James Clapper, signals and human intelligence were used to surveil the Trump team, and the White House was given updates on Trump's campaign through the presidential daily briefing and apparently through live streaming into the Situation Room. FISA declassification brings down the House of Cards. Goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein. I found a good video interview with Devin Nunes about this, and let's listen to what he has to say.
Congressman Devin Nunes from California joining us live out there. Obviously, he's the chairman of the House Intel Committee. And I wonder, when you hear that, what he was trying to say is that this story was leaked by Andrew McCabe. McCabe's backed into a corner because he's under federal investigation for lying and leaking, and that all Rosenstein saw from that meeting was that McCabe was anti-Trump and that he could not be fair to the president, and that it was really McCabe who planted the seed about wiring the president. Do you buy that?
I think I buy the part that it was probably McCabe's team that did leak that. However, it's not something that you joke about. It's not something that you're sarcastic about. And I've had these run-ins, our committee, trying to get documents with Rod Rosenstein and many people within DOJ. So similar types of run-ins where there's not a lot of sarcasm, but there's awfully a lot of threats and a lot of stonewalling.
Yeah.
So I do believe there's a McCabe-Rosenstein fight going on, but that's probably where it ends.
Yeah, no, there is. But when you're having a conversation about invoking the 25th Amendment, trying to get to John Kelly and Jeff Sessions, and maybe they'd come together and we could invoke this, remove this president by another means, wiretapping, or excuse me, wearing a wire potentially. The article shows that some say it was sarcasm, but some say it was actually a quite serious conversation, that he was a bit stern about that. Are you concerned that those sentiments still exist inside the Justice Department right now?
Well, not only that, but you also had at the time the mainstream media was putting that spin out there. So, and a lot of times the mainstream media is talking to the FBI and DOJ officials. We know that because they were all leaking. And so this was a spin that they were trying to get out there. We also know now that the investigators had no evidence of the Trump campaign colluding with Russians. So really the question is what was the investigation about to begin with? So if they're talking about wearing wires, 25th Amendment, but they have no evidence of Trump colluding with Russians from some of the top investigators, we now know that from text messages, this is really an investigation in search of a crime. So we haven't seen the scope memo, the American people haven't seen it, Congress hasn't seen it, but the press continues to report, well, they were going after an obstruction of justice charge. Well, how do you obstruct an investigation of a counterintelligence investigation of which you have no evidence that the Trump campaign was colluding with Russians? And if he was, it wasn't a crime anyway. I mean, that's really, there's a lot of murkiness here. And I just don't think even sarcastically saying that you're going to wear a wire is a believable story.
Yeah,
especially from
not,
my experience dealing with these characters.
Was it sarcasm? Was it something more? Given the information that we have, what should President Trump do?
Well, the first thing he should do is he should declassify all the documents that we've been asking for. So the Bruce Orr 302s, the 20 pages of the remaining content of the FISA that, guess who signed? Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
So the Deputy Attorney General. And remember, it was Rod Rosenstein and DOJ who brought the president into a meeting with a lot of senior intelligence people and said, Mr. President, we have to do something else here. We really need to take care of our national security issues here. We don't want to expose anybody, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah.
And but yes or no, Friday, should Rosenstein be fired?
Came out and backtracked a little bit.
Should Rosenstein be fired, yes or no?
Well, I don't think, look, the answer I think is no for now, because right now before an election, without knowing all the facts, until you could actually bring in all of these people to know exactly what Rosenstein said. Look, I'm not a guy who's going to go on a witch hunt, right? Mm-hmm. So Rod Rosenstein should have his fair day in court. However, if Rod Rosenstein really did talk about wearing a wire, then for sure he should be fired.
Okay, now the other thing Rosenstein has been in the middle of, and you alluded to this a moment ago, was trying to get the president to back away from declassifying these documents you want that would show some transparency and let us know how these FISA warrants came together and other things. The president initially indicated he was releasing this. Then on Friday tweeted, I met with the DOJ concerning the declassification of various unredacted documents. They agreed to release them, but stated that so doing may have a perceived negative impact on the Russia probe. Also, key allies called to ask not to release. Therefore, the Inspector General has been asked to review these documents on an expedited basis. I believe we will move quickly on this and hopefully other things which the IG is looking at. In the end, I can always declassify it if it proves necessary. Speed is important to me and everyone, the president said. I want to pick apart a bunch of things, but one is in that tweet, the president alluded to key allies calling and saying, don't release this. Could that be the Brits and the Australians who don't want us to know what happened during the Obama administration?
Yeah, so first of all, think about this. If the Brits and the Australians are calling our government to say, don't release the contents of a FISA or the Bruce Orr 302s, well, how would the Australians and the Brits know what's in there? They don't have access to it. So it's okay for the Brits and the Australians to know about this, but not for the American people to have transparency. That story doesn't hold water. What we do know is that we have the former foreign minister of Australia, who is the ambassador in London, who was meeting with Trump campaign officials, and he brought rumor intelligence to the State Department that opened up the investigation into the Trump campaign. We know that that guy has changed his story four different times. He wouldn't even answer the question whether or not he was a spy or not, whether or not he was working for someone or not. Now, that was just in the last week. So let's just dismiss them as having a potential conflict. And then you take the Brits. I don't believe that they're going to, you know, that the reason that I've read in the New York Times is that, well, Christopher Steele was a former MI6 guy. Look, this guy, Christopher Steele, is an embarrassment to British intelligence. The folks that I've talked to over there are embarrassed that somebody would go out and start to sell salacious material. So they all know that. And it, you know, just to make the point, sure, you know, again, and finalize it with an explanation point, why is it possible that the Brits and the Australians would even know what's in this, the contents of this FISA? And look, it doesn't harm them at all anyway.
Okay, then after reposting that drop from September 10th, Q posted this. This is today's post. Declassification of FISA equals Rod Rosenstein is in brackets, by the way. Self-incrimination. Rosenstein is in charge of the declassification. So there's a question. If he is in charge of the declassification and the information in the FISA application is going to incriminate him, how can anyone expect him to release that information? They wouldn't. So Q writes, due to massive conflict of interest, IG Horowitz was tasked to final review and in brackets speed. The president said he is anticipating that Horowitz will get this done quickly. In brackets, Q writes, prevent the left endanger sources and methods narrative and Mueller interference narrative. So they're giving it to Horowitz so that no one can complain that Trump is trying to interfere with the Mueller investigation or that he is going to expose sources and methods. Those are the two biggest complaints you always hear. Q says it will all come out. POTUS will not be baited to fire Rosenstein when the release itself comes out. It will force resignation and termination of Rosenstein. So we don't have to worry about Trump getting his hands dirty. Then Q wrote, UK and Australia plus others must learn the true definition of ally. Rosenstein prevented, forced from signing new FISA applications. So evidently they put in a safeguard to prevent Rosenstein from getting in any more trouble, and he can't sign any new FISA applications. All signers are currently under grand jury investigation. McCabe's memos, and in brackets we have New York Times article about Rosenstein, prove that the rats are panicking. 2018 will be glorious. Prepare for sky is falling week. Q. All right. Trump put Rosenstein in kind of an awkward position because Sessions is recused from matters related to the election. Rosenstein has to handle the declassification of FISA documents that are going to incriminate him. He can't do that. So they came up with a workaround. Inspector General Horowitz has been tasked with approving the declassification, as well as the related texts by Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, and Orr, and all the other documents that are going to be released. Trump is not walking back the declassification, as has been reported by the media. He's taking a better and safer approach to this. Everything is going to come out. What we need to do this week is keep our eye on the ball. Q has repeatedly told us that once the FISA documents and the other related materials are released, it is going to take down the deep state. Don't forget, another Inspector General report is due out soon. I know a lot of people aren't too excited about that, but this one has to do with FISA abuse. Horowitz is in control of the timing of the report's release, and I imagine that Rosenstein may again be involved in that process. I don't know. Q hasn't really talked much about that. But the president has hinted that the next IG report should be coming out pretty quickly. Some of the documents that need to be released may be in front of a grand jury. Those can't be made public until they are no longer needed by the grand jury. Huber is in control of all of that. Horowitz is coordinating with Huber. The NSA Inspector General Storch is coordinating with Horowitz. Everyone is working together as a team. If you're looking for a good article that explains all of this process of FISA declassification, I would definitely check out Jeff at The Market's Work, his latest article. It's on Epoch Times, and the article is called The Art of War, How Trump Gained Significant Leverage with Declassification Order. Jeff goes through an analysis of the news, some of the tweets that are relevant to this. He pulls together what is known about the FBI and DOJ. Jeff is really a good analyst when it comes to the FISA court. He has put together some of the tweets from Papadopoulos. He's pulled together some information about British intelligence. So I would highly recommend checking out this article. It's some really good background information. Now, Rosenstein could be a black hat who was brought into the DOJ to oversee the Mueller investigation and keep the swamp occupied, keep them happy, keep them overconfident, while Huber worked secretly all that time to develop the prosecution of the deep state. If that is, in fact, how it's going down, Rosenstein had no idea what he was getting into. He was a patsy. If Rosenstein is a black hat, Trump and Q would have known long ago that he would eventually be exposed and forced out of office. And if they knew, it seems likely that Q would have dropped a future proves past clue for us about who Rosenstein's replacement might be. Back in January, Q asked about Trey Gowdy's departure of the House Ethics Committee, not to testify, not needed to testify. Think logically, no need to step down if he was needed to testify. Do not chase misinformation. What role might Trey Gowdy be walking into? Who can we trust? Rats everywhere, evil everywhere, traitors everywhere. When Gowdy announced he was not running for re-election, he said he wanted to return to the justice system. Now, a lot of people have taken that to mean that he's going to go back to South Carolina and maybe work for a state or local prosecutor or even go into private practice. I don't know. I'm not sure. Q has suggested that Trey Gowdy could be walking into a position. Prior to the partial declassification of Carter Page's FISA application, a lot of people were uncertain about Gowdy because he seemed to be too soft on James Comey. To me, when I heard Gowdy talk, his words seemed like he was acting. He knew what was in that FISA application, and he seemed to be giving Comey the benefit of the doubt, at least publicly, knowing that he could later hammer Comey when the application was made public. I think Gowdy was playing a game. Some people thought Gowdy might be up for a Supreme Court nomination, but when it was clear that he wasn't going to be nominated, Q confirmed that Gowdy is a patriot. Make no mistake, Rep. Gowdy is a patriot. This is from July 1st. Since Gowdy's natural role is to be a prosecutor, since we need someone in the Department of Justice who will work with FBI Director Christopher Wray, the Deputy Attorney General is a direct supervisor for the FBI director. And since Gowdy is intimately familiar with the deep state, and since he's one of the few people in D.C. who can be trusted, I wonder if Gowdy may be the person who's going to replace Rosenstein. We don't know. There's another possibility. In May, when Rosenstein was conspicuously absent from a meeting about the Trump-Russia investigation, Ed O'Callaghan filled in for him. And here's an article about that. FBI DOJ to brief lawmakers on handling of Russia probe on Thursday. When Rosenstein did not show up at that meeting and O'Callaghan stood in for him, Q posted this, it's a link to that article, who is missing from the scheduled meeting? Rod Rosenstein in brackets. Who is Ed O'Callaghan acting? Ed, and the funny thing is Ed is also in brackets, but it doesn't mean always mean the kill box. D-class, Payne, enjoy the show, Q. So this is an announcement from the Department of Justice where Rod Rosenstein announced that Ed O'Callaghan had been appointed Acting Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General. And that was on April 3rd. So is O'Callaghan a possible replacement? O'Callaghan has already been Senate confirmed, and he could be a replacement. I don't really know. I'm just curious, and I'm kind of wondering. Q just posted this a few minutes ago, trust Grassley. There's a lot of concern about the confirmation process for Kavanaugh, for Supreme Court. People are concerned that Grassley is going to cave in, that this is going to be dragged out, and that Kavanaugh may not get confirmed in time. Q says, don't worry about it, trust Grassley. He's got things under control. That goes with what we've had previously from Q. Trust Sessions, trust Wray, FBI director. Trust Kansas, that's Mike Pompeo. Trust Horowitz, trust Huber. I wanted to bring this up. It looks as if QAnonPost.com has been flagged by Twitter, and you can't post a link to that. I post different links to various mirror sites that host Q's posts when I do my threads on Twitter. And I've never had a problem with any of them until today. I started this thread out and I put in a link to QAnonPost.com, and Twitter repeatedly blocked the link. They wouldn't let me post it. So I started the thread without the link, and then later on today I tried to post that same link, QAnonPost.com, and my tweet got flagged. This request looks like it might be automated. To protect our users from spam and other malicious activity, we can't complete this action right now. Please try again later. So I tried again later, and I got the same thing. I could not post a link to QAnonPost.com. So I asked a few people if they would try doing it. This Mark Rowan said he got the same thing. Tried to post that link, and that domain is being flagged and blocked. This person, Terry here, said the same thing. Can't send the tweet. All the other websites that host Q posts, I believe you can post on Twitter. You just can't post that particular site. Wanted to let you know, I've taken on a commitment that is going to require a little bit more of my time during the week. 2 days a week, I will not be able to keep up on Q posts. I will not be able to keep up on social media either. I'm not allowed to talk about what this commitment is about. I can tell you right now that it's just going to take about 16 to 20 hours out of my week that I was not expecting to have to give up. So I'm going to try to keep up on the Q videos. I will try to keep up on posts. Just hang in there and wait for me. I will get things done as time allows. Oh, and by the way, if you did not know it, these broadcasts are also available as podcasts on Podbean and on iTunes. So for those of you who are traveling, and if you don't have a lot of bandwidth to stream video, you can catch all of these messages as a podcast as well. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.